him perform at his absolute best. So join ProPlan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina ProPlan, available at pet specialty retailers.
Get in the zone.
Your engine needs protecting, and so do your dollars. Changing your own oil is a great way to accomplish both. Right now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Valvoline high mileage motor oil and a Fram Tough Guard oil filter for just $4 more. See store for restrictions and details. Look out for your car and save with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Blah, 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 blah.
The heck just happened there?
Was that Ian?
No.
That was Ethan?
Wasn't me.
Ian said he would never do Louis Armstrong again.
Oh, yeah.
At least we're not not a full song anymore.
Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Bill Cleveland. Happy Friday. Good to have you folks along. Peon and I are kind of feel out of place, and I'm sure Frank has mentioned this before as well. Peon and I are not musicians. We don't play any instruments. Do you even listen to music?
Have no talent.
I mean, no talent.
Mean, you can
exactly.
Pretty much
exactly.
Bottom line it right
Neither
there. No talent.
Have any talent?
Ian listens to a lot of music because if we have a question about a song, and you ask him or you play a little bit of it for him, he knows what it is.
Yes.
He's
so,
usually pretty good.
So we come in the studio today and we're surrounded by band equipment and stuff. what do you got over there? Like amplifiers or guitars?
I have an amp, a couple of guitars.
I see a fan.
Yeah, a fan.
Nice shirt over
fans.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's on fire.
You know,
have a mic stand.
A mic stand, yes.
Guitar stand.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
A nice dress shirt over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Peon and I feel a little bit out of place today because we're not really.
Then we have three musicians in the room now. We're even outnumbered there, too.
Exactly.
Where our band, Henry's Humans.
Now, when did you start a band?
When was it, Tina? About last
week?
Last week.
Okay.
Last week.
So
we're playing downstairs at the Backstreet Jazz and Blues Club
tonight.
That's right.
Oh, and that's why you have all your stuff here.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want you to just like spontaneously break into song during the middle of the show. And, you
know, we may.
Don't worry.
All right. Don't worry. Well, we have a special guest in the studio, and let's just introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show Ethan Jones. Ethan?
Yeah. How's it going?
All right. Good to have
great,
you
man.
In.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Ethan, many of you, if you are American Idol fans and you've watched the show, you saw Ethan on the program. Was it a couple weeks ago you were on?
Yeah, a couple of days ago. A
couple of weeks ago. And Ethan is part of the Well Hungarians music group. You hear us talk a lot about them on the show, and I've seen them a handful of times. They're a great band, and Ethan's part of the band. And you made it to American Idol, and you were on American Idol. So I thought what we would do is maybe talk to you a little bit about what your experience was like auditioning, going through that process, and then making it onto the stage. And you can tell us as much or as little as you would like, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. I know they have up until recently kind of you're kind of contractually obligated to not say some things, but has it right. been released? Are you able to talk about whatever you want?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, even if you're not an American Idol, see, I'll be honest, the only reason I watched this season was because you were on it. That's
wow.
it.
Did you see Johnny Holzum on there, too?
I did. Yeah, oh, I
really?
Did.
Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny Holzum was on there, too. For
Johnny.
And
so was his phone.
Saw him and
that's right.
Saw you and so let's talk about. So you went and you auditioned here in St. Louis down at where they have it, the Scott Trade Center. Is that where they did the auditions?
Yeah.
All right. So how was that? You get there and you arrive and what happens right when you get there?
When I showed up, I showed up a little bit late actually. A friend of mine that I went with had forgotten his paperwork at home, so we had to go back to his house, pick up the paperwork, and when we showed up, there were 13,000 other people there.
Oh.
They're just like, oh.
And you guys had to be there pretty early too.
Yeah,
right?
At like I think 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh man.
And they kept us there, you know, 13,000 people. You can only imagine what the last one felt like, but.
Oh.
Just seeing everybody there, it was so loud. Like they had the American Idol music playing the whole time. You couldn't even hear it. I just heard it because I walked back out in the lobby and was like, oh, that's what that is.
Just over and over and over.
Over and over.
Oh my goodness,
wow.
That'd be awful.
But they wanted us to all learn All Star by Smash Mouth, and I never want to hear that song ever again. They played it nonstop. But it was so cool just to see so many people that were out there that had, you know, the same hopes and dreams that I did, that, you know, took a chance to go follow it, and that was the coolest
thing. Let's be honest, you're a musician, you're looking around at some of these people and you're thinking, what the heck are you doing here? A lot of these people, you know, they're just trying to get on television and maybe be made fun of by some of those judges or something.
Well,
right?
I mean, good for them. Maybe they're maybe they're comedians and it's like they're
Maybe
it's their springboard.
That's their ticket.
Hey,
yeah.
Look what happened to William Hung.
He had a decent CD out for a while. I was a fan.
Of course you were. All right, so your first audition. Now, how does that work? Because clearly not all 13,000 people go up and audition in front of those Jennifer Lopez and Randy Jackson and Steven Tyler. So how does that work? What's your first sort of thing when you get in the door?
Well, you know, the whole day is crazy. You go with like a bunch of producers. They line you up and they're like, okay, you're good. Definitely no on you though.
Mm-hmm.
So they just kind of keep funneling you until you finally just end up in front of the judges. And it's a crazy hectic day.
So when you said they're just pointing at people, say no, but they're actually, you actually sing just a little bit. How long was your audition in front of these different producers?
They tell you to have about 30, 45 seconds ready, and that's, you know, if that's good because they have to go through so many people.
Mm-hmm.
So
but they probably know in like 15 seconds.
Yeah, if they like you and they want you to be on the show, what I kind of saw is they'd ask you to sing a little bit more, and then they'd put you on.
Did you sing the same song over and over?
You know, I did. They gave me some advice. They said, you know, if you're gonna change songs and you're gonna, you know, consider that, just remember that the song that got you through might be a good one for you to hang on to.
Yeah.
So that's why I kept singing.
Singing.
That's that country band with Johnny Holzum.
Johnny
Holzum.
Yeah.
So what was your song?
I sang I'll Be by Edwin McCain.
I'll Be by Edwin McCain.
Oh, that's an awesome song.
I love it. I've grown up singing that song. That was I picked that one because you're obviously nervous. You've got to sing in front of 13,000 people, and it gets dead quiet every time people sing. They talk, and then they see people start to sing, and then dead quiet. So that was a trip. That made me pretty nervous.
So how many different producers did you think you sang for before they made you aware that you were going to sing in front of the big three? How many times?
I don't know.
Like a dozen? I heard more.
There were a lot more people. I saw a lot of the same faces over and over, even when I sang in front of them. You know, like Nigel Lithgow sitting off to the side.
Nigel was there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's one of the...
Yeah.
I know.
Big dub.
That, I mean, he does the So You Think You Can Dance, too. That guy's on
He's no Johnny Holzum.
No, that's true.
No, he's not.
It's a lot different singing when it's quiet than when you're at a bar, isn't it?
It's a lot different. And, you know, I play guitar and sing as well. So when I'm playing, there's that thing in between me and the other people. But when it's just you and the other people and there's nothing else there, then what can you do?
Yeah.
It's a totally different world.
And
it's an uncomfortable experience, but You just got to do it.
You did or did not bring your instrument with you?
I took it with me, but they didn't allow me to play it in the audition. Which kind of, it upset me because I think Philip Phillips played guitar in his audition.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I was like, well, what the heck? Why couldn't I do that?
That's because they just wanted your voice.
Different city? Was he in a different city or the same?
He was in a different city. I don't remember what city he was in. I think it might have been Savannah, Georgia.
All right. So you made it now into the in front of the three judges, and you're about to go into the room and say. And then, so what's in your mind, and what's going on there?
I'm trying to figure out why I have this giant gash on my forehead. If you saw the audition,
I did see that. What was that from?
I mean, honestly, I didn't get attacked by a camera guy or whatever anybody says. I've seen a lot of ridicule. It's funny to me. They're saying, "Well, why couldn't he just get a Band-Aid?" I'm sorry, but the last thing on their mind is probably, "Oh, let's go get this guy a Band-Aid."
Right.
I mean, who cares? They're like, "No, go! You have to go! You have to go now!" Okay. So I went from having this pep talk with Steven Tyler that brought me down. Then they're like, "All right, let's get a little more footage of you. You know, show how nervous you are." I said, "Okay, no problem." So I'm sitting there and I just put my hands on my head, and the rest is history. You can see it on YouTube now.
Yeah,
and you were also known as the not only just Ethan Jones, but as the Bleeding Boy, right?
Bleeding
Boy.
That's been all over. I mean, whatever, as long as people keep talking.
Plus, you were there. Weren't you in the same group as the first girl that fell off the stage?
I was.
Yeah, how bizarre was that?
Oof.
Did that kind of bring everybody down? I mean, did you sing right after that, or was that another day, or what?
I actually sang before her.
Oh, okay.
I was the fifth in that line, and she was number nine. And when she fell, I was standing next to a guy, Devin Blake Jones. He's from Colorado, and he and I got to be pretty good friends. And we were standing there, and I saw her just kind of wipe her head, and I heard a mom up in there say, "She's gonna faint! She's gonna faint!" So Devin and I started to go up, and she fell the wrong way.
We were ready to catch her.
We were totally ready, but she fell the wrong way. And I've never been so scared, because that stage was pretty tall. That stage was about 6 foot.
Did you notice none of the judges got up and ran to her, or did they off camera?
They did. I mean, Jennifer kind of mommed out and went super mom, and as soon as that happened, she got down real quick and was like, get dad, and her dad's name is George, and super nice guy. But it was nuts to see all that. And, you know, I've heard people say, "Oh, American Idol's totally staged, that was planned out." No, that was pretty real.
How come so many people were sick? Were they sick while you were there? Because now it's like everybody's dropping like flies, passing out, or
it's throwing up. It's a really long process. It's like you don't get very much sleep at all. If you're not working, they're on your case to get you working. Mm-hmm. I mean, they want results, and they don't want to waste their time, and you shouldn't try to waste your time either. I mean, it's important.
People forgetting lyrics. Like that.
Well, I mean, when you're up and you've had about 3 hours of sleep in 4 days, I mean, the whole experience just going out to Hollywood, California. I've never been to California before, so the whole thing was kind of a whirlwind for me. You know, no sleep at all, just trying to stay in the game. And you know, you get so wrapped up into it, and your adrenaline wears off eventually. So,
did you get to pick who you were not sleeping with?
Pick your roommate.
Yeah, he picked that.
Tina would ask that question.
Yeah.
Whoa. No, they assign you a roommate.
So your first time on television. This audition's going on. Everybody's watching. What's going on? Because obviously this is pre-taped. When did this all happen? During the
Hollywood Week.
Yeah, when did this all go down?
Hollywood Week happened back in December.
Back in December, okay. So you're there at home and you're watching the show like everybody else. So does your email explode, or you getting start to get calls from people all over the world? Because this is a worldwide show. I mean, you know,
Dan was actually at our show. We had a show at the Sky Music Lounge in Baldwin, and he was sitting with me and Johnny Holzem.
Wow.
And,
by the way, for those of you paying attention at home, we get $1,000 every time we see Johnny
Holzem. Yeah.
So,
Johnny,
in case you're bored.
Right. But we were both sitting there, and I didn't know I was going to be on the show. So we all just decided to watch and see, Ethan might be on the show. I didn't expect it at all. And then when I saw it, we all just kind of sat back and went, holy crap.
There he is.
Holy crap, and what's that thing on his face? Yeah. Like that, why is he bleeding?
Yeah. And I was just thinking, man, how many people are going to ask me about this tonight? And it was such a trip. It was kind of like I won the lottery. And I've had over 200,000 views on YouTube since then. And my Facebook, just my phone. I had to get a new phone because...
With a different number?
Oh, no, but I have a private number now. But like the battery got so hot that it just blew up.
It's like melting from the inside.
Yeah. Oh man, he was sitting there and I
seriously
his phone,
just ding ding ding
just kept going crazy. And then while he's sitting there, because Johnny Holzum was there with him, and Johnny was on TV, and he his phone started going crazy too.
And people sending you texts. Oh my gosh, are you watching? Of course I'm watching.
Yeah. But what about people that you don't know? I mean, just total strangers. Because Dan said that you were on like Twitter or something, and like you're very highly searched after.
Yeah, I had maybe 19 followers or whatever on Twitter.
Yeah.
And one that strikes me as being really cool is Rafael Furcal is following me on Twitter.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah. So he said, just saw you on American Idol and had one of those hashtags that said real talent. And for him to say that, I mean, this guy just won the World Series.
Yeah.
And he's watching me on American Idol. Like, he doesn't realize how big of a deal that is to me.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Like, I'm still 22-year-old gigging musician, It's cool that I was on American Idol, and I'm incredibly fortunate and blessed and thankful that they wanted me to be on the show. But for that guy to say that, like, he's like, yeah, I'm going to come out and see Well Hungarian just as soon as I get back from Florida. Uh-huh. Awesome.
All right.
So did you get a lot of, you have to have gotten a lot of just bizarre requests and messages and things from people who were just strange and all over the country. Any of those pop in your head?
Oh, yeah. I got a few from South America.
And not messages from Dan. I mean, other people, other bizarre people.
Any good pictures or anything from...
Women?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No pictures yet.
Well, that's disappointing.
Yet.
Well, throw the offer out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so we can see.
Do you have an email address?
Especially
you
while you're here.
Find me on Facebook again. But yeah, I've had a lot of really cool ones. The ones that strike me the most are from the United States Marines that are over in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and said that they got to watch the show. One of my friends is a Marine, and she texted me to tell me that she was going to watch the show. And hearing those stories from the Marines that, they had so much support for me, and I don't know these people, and it's like, that's cool to me that they were behind me 100% because I'm behind them 100%. So you really learn a lot about people and their experience because, there are 7 billion people on the planet, and you don't get to know all of them, but you'd like to.
So, so it sounds like a mostly positive thing?
Yeah, it's been incredibly positive, and, I'm so thankful that I've had so many fans, like, even though that I'm cut from the show, they still come out and they're like, I'm so disappointed that you got cut from the show. And I kind of am too, but I still get to do what I love to do for a living, and I still get to play music. The music's not going to go anywhere for me.
Yeah. So now, we're almost out of time here. The behind the scenes thing of American Idol. I mean, how much of an impact do those judges actually have, or are there, as we mentioned before, all these different producers and stuff? Are they really kind of calling the shots, or those three judges? Do they have most of the? Are they in control of most of who goes forward and whatever? Well, we see them making the cuts. Are they really the people making cuts?
Well, I mean, to me, I think the person that calls the shots is you. Like when you're
like
when
me?
You're doing
right here, right
no.
now,
no, Bill,
yeah.
not Bill.
Bill calls the shots. No,
I hope it's not Bill.
It's kind of up to you. I can't answer that question.
Okay.
But in my opinion, if you don't bring your A game all the time, they're gonna see whether or not you do that. So,
will you maybe try it next time?
I'm thinking about it.
Go out again.
I'm thinking about it.
It wouldn't be the first time. There's been a lot of people that finally get through further on.
I mean, Pia Toscano did it, 7 or 8 times?
Yeah.
And made it to the top 10. I mean, she's incredible. So.
Oh, she was awesome. She should have won that thing last year.
Oh, yeah.
And I had, this is honest to God, I had no idea you were 22 years old. I thought you were like maybe 27 or something like that.
Right on.
So it's
oh, you won't say that later on. When you get a little older, when you get to be Johnny Holzum's age, you won't say that.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Right. Personally,
when I'm 24,
I thought you were a shoo-in to win.
Well, thank you.
I did too. My sister did too. My sister was watching you on YouTube, and she goes, "Come here," and she goes, "Look, there's the next American Idol."
Mm. Ah, gosh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're our American Idol.
But yeah, you know, I might do it again. I'm working on an album now, and we're working on a new Well Hungarians album. So those are all in the works. So I want to put all the time that I have into that. But if I have some free time and want to take another chance at it, sure, I'll go do American Idol again.
Over The Voice or something.
Or for The Voice or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, here's what I like about him. He's got a good attitude about it. A lot of those people that get cut, they run out of there and start screaming.
Oh, and mouthing off flipping and whatever. The
they yeah. have to put the American Idol logo over their mouth 15 times.
Yeah, so good for you.
Well, did you see him when in Hollywood Week, they had a little interview with him, and he said that he enjoyed the experience and everything, and he's coming home to family and friends that he loves.
I quit watching. I'm not watching anymore.
Are you following some of the people
watching.
That you knew or might have met?
Yeah, I'm still really good friends. I got a phone call from Johnny Keezer. I got a phone call today. Johnny Keezer, today. A lot of people that are from St. Louis that I met from the audition. I've got friends over in Oregon, Florida, New York, out in L.A. still. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're all in constant contact, and it's cool that we can keep friendships through that. I've made a lot of really good friends.
That's nice.
Just through the whole thing, so I don't regret that at all. I'm not really that upset that I got cut from the show, because it looks like they had to go through a lot more stress than I had.
More sleepless nights.
Yeah. So I got to come back early and gig and actually get my sleep back. So I'm okay with that.
Before we break and get out of here, I'm curious, what were your impressions of Hollywood? I used to live in Southern California. It was always interesting when I had friends that would come out and visit. Oh, we got to go to Hollywood. And
they probably didn't get to see anything, did you? Did you get a break at all?
They kept kind of a tight leash on us, but I got to walk around and...
Dirty. It's dirty, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, but it was still cool. Like, what they call the hills, those are mountains to me.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I've got a picture from right outside where we did all the auditions, and it's just this towering mountain. I mean, you can't call it a hill because there's snow on the top of
right.
it, and there are people skiing down the thing.
Right.
So,
good.
Right. It was really cool. I mean, I got to walk around, and, you know, for a Midwesterner to go out to the West Coast and see all of that.
Yeah.
It was cool to me. I liked it.
Yeah. Good deal. All right. Well, Ethan Jones, everybody. Give him a round of applause.
I thank you.
For having a good attitude and nothing but the best for you. And you're with the Well Hungarians, and people can see you. I heard you had quite a lot of folks show up at the first show after your time on television.
Yeah, they came pouring in after that. It was cool.
Yeah. Maybe like throw their underwear up on stage or anything like that?
Nothing crazy. No.
Well, we got to work on that. I'm kind of disappointed. I thought there'd
be
more.
You can go throw your underwear.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will.
Oh.
All right. We have to break. That's Ethan Jones, everybody. Yeah. We'll come back. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandian traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Well, they've cleared an accident that was on eastbound 40 at Mason Road, but you're slow from 141 up through Mason right now. Also, southbound 270, you're finding a slowdown between Doherty Ferry and Big Bend. Downtown on northbound 55, that backup in the right lane is approaching Park. And on eastbound 40, look for a slowdown now from about a little bit east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Salads from St. Louis Bread Company can help you kick off your New Year's resolution in a nutritious way. Try one today, like the Thai chopped chicken salad or the new Mediterranean salmon salad, only at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Monday night is hockey night on the Big 550 KTRS. The name Kelly and blues hockey are synonymous. The Big 550 KTRS continues the tradition with Hockey Tonight with John Kelly. Make sure to tune in at 9 for Hockey Tonight with John Kelly for the best in hockey talk. The puck drops at 9 with Kelly and Big John Hadley.
Hockey Tonight with John Kelly, Monday night from 9 till 10 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's a phrase that is often used, but rarely valid. The best of both worlds. When it comes to flooring in St. Louis, there's one company that actually defines this phrase, Kelly's Flooring. Kelly's Flooring is a unique family-owned business that's located about 5 minutes off of I-44. Simply put, Kelly's Flooring has it all. Every major flooring brand and then some. Prices below the competition, guaranteed. and 33 years of first-class customer-first service. At Kelly's Flooring, you'll deal with an owner, and that owner will be there for you from start to finish and beyond. The guaranteed lowest prices, an incredible selection, an experienced installation team that takes pride in their work, and a family name that you can trust. Let me make this clear. If you don't give Kelly's Flooring a look, then you're only cheating yourself. Visit us online at kellysflooringstore.com or stop in at 2311 Little Antire Road in High Ridge. Kelly's Flooring, St. Louis's best kept secret in flooring, guaranteed.
Today, homes often develop severe foundation problems. Even while they're quite new, they'll start to settle and sink. Older, established homes can also become problematic due to the harsh St. Louis weather's negative impact on what was previously stable soil. Doors and windows stick, concrete floors and foundation walls crack, and basements and crawl spaces become wet, moldy, and at times, infested. Thanks to Fast Steel Peering Systems, there's a cure. Fast Steel Peering System is the nation's strongest foundation stabilization system. It's manufactured and proof-tested in St. Louis. When the largest investment of your life is sinking, protect it for life with a Fast Steel system. One engineered, designed, manufactured, and installed for your foundation-specific requirements. Visit Fast Steel's trained, factory-certified inspectors at the HBA Home Show and receive a fully guaranteed, comprehensive repair solution. Call Fast Steel Peering Systems today. 314-739-8500. 739-8500.
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, you need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop coming to the St. Louis area. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this totally free two-hour event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Education event coming to numerous hotels throughout the St. Louis area next Tuesday through Thursday. Reserve your place now at freerichdadworkshop.com or call 1-888-665-9040. That's 1-888-665-9040. Register now and you'll receive a gift just for attending. Call 1-888-665-9040 today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Only two creatures on Earth follow their leaders over a cliff, lemmings and Washington liberals. Senator Claire McCaskill followed the president over a cliff with Obamacare, trillions in higher debt, special interest bailouts, wasted stimulus spending. Now President Obama is forcing religious hospitals and charities to provide services that violate their beliefs. Republicans and Democrats have called on President Obama to withdraw his extreme rule. But Washington insider Claire McCaskill is tone deaf to the real world. She's defending this Obamacare mandate, inserting government into our private lives as never before. Senator McCaskill told voters she wanted to be held accountable. Take her at her word. Call Senator McCaskill at 816-421-1639. Tell her to change her position before she and President Obama destroy freedoms that make America great. Paid for by Crossroads GPS.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solution Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS and learn about tax-free retirements this Sunday, 1 until 2 p.m.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the Retirement Coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
If your car's battery is over 4 years old, replace it before it fails with a proven tough Duralast battery, only at AutoZone. For dependable starts all year long in any weather, get in the zone.
I saw Joan Rivers last night on, I think it was, I guess it must have been David Letterman. No, who was that?
Yeah, was that that's me, her. Sorry. Her face is only like 20.
Yeah. Oh, probably not even 20. And I couldn't believe, it was the only interview that I've watched on that show or any other sort of talk show where I laughed out loud probably a dozen times. She is hilarious.
Very self-condescending or self-deprecating humor.
She,
yeah.
And some of the stuff she was saying, I mean, I just couldn't believe it. She said to her friend Goldie Hawn, she's talking about her friend Goldie Hawn. She said Goldie Hawn has had so much plastic surgery. She said her face is pulled back so tight that when she swallows, she has an orgasm. I thought, holy crap!
Wow.
She's talking about her daughter and said, you know, her daughter really...
Don't they have a show now together or something?
Yeah,
or...
talking about this reality show. And yeah. Dave says something about, well, don't you know, do you guys fight a lot or whatever? And she said, no, my daughter really loves me. She really looks out for me. And she was just trying to set me up with Robert Blake the other day, you know.
Hello.
Hello.
Killed his
hey,
wife.
Hey, Frank Schmer is on the phone.
He is? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Schmer.
Say hello. Schmer. Frank, how are you?
We're doing great, guys. Thanks for getting me on.
Yeah, you bet. We're going to talk for a couple minutes about this West County Talent Bash coming up. It's May 26th, correct?
May 26th, Memorial Day weekend, Saturday. That one day on Saturday out at the Chesterfield Amphitheater. We're thrilled to be partnered with you guys again.
Now, I was not able to attend last year. I had my first trivia show on that Saturday night. So
really?
I wasn't able to make it. But I know Dan and the rest of these guys were there, and they said it was a really good time and a lot of fun. And you're on sort of, I guess, to ask for you're looking for some talent for this year, right?
That's exactly right. Same thing. You know, we've got about 2.5-3 months now to submit audition tapes. And then the audition tapes will be screened by a panel, and we'll choose the acts that are going to be in the bash. But it's just important to let people know that we're looking all ages, all types of genres, you know, Broadway, off-Broadway, something a little more obscure. If you play an instrument or band or juggler or comedian, any of those types of acts have a place in this year's Talent Bash out at Chesterfield.
Hey, last year, I remember, they had a couple of kids' bands, that were like, the kids were like 10 years old or something like that. They were really, really good.
There was really some incredible talent.
Yeah.
And we're already getting audition tapes spilling in. Some of the acts that were in it last year are going to come back, but we're looking for a lot of new acts as well. And we're asking that you submit them to, you know, your station at KTRS Radio, Attention Talent Bash, or West News Magazine out here in West County, or you can go online at stlbashproductions.com, and it'll kind of walk you through how you submit audition tapes.
No, it's interesting. See, I didn't know. I thought it was just all music. So, yeah, all sorts of
things. Sure. There were a couple of comedians last year.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We want to really broaden that level of talent, open it up, and make sure people understand that any talent they've got, we will take anything out at this year's Talent Bash of, you know, entertaining value. I think it's going to just be a fantastic Saturday, and we've kind of added a couple of new wrinkles. Schlafly is going to have a pork steak world championship out there. We're going to have a fireworks display at the conclusion, and I tell you, probably the biggest news is that Dan Strauss's band is going to play out there.
Oh, that's right.
Dan Strauss's band?
Yeah.
When you said some new wrinkles, I figured that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, there's the new wrinkle. Yeah.
Henry's Humans, we'll be opening the whole show.
Henry's Humans, we're excited about it. Absolutely. Yeah. No, and thanks to the entire KTRS staff. I think we are going to have a fantastic event and get you guys involved out there.
All right, so if you're a comedian or you have any kind of talent, you're a musician, whatever, and you want your time in the spotlight, this is a good opportunity for you. And they send those here, you said, to the station?
You can send them to KTRS Radio and mark them Talent Bash.
Talent
Absolutely.
Bash. Okay. All right. And where was the other place they could send them?
West News Magazine, which is out in West County, a local print publication out this way. Or you can go on stlbashproductions.com. It'll walk you through how to submit your audition tapes as well.
All right. Well, hope you get a good variety of folks. That'd be fun.
Looking forward to it, guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Take care.
All right. There you go. West County Talent Bash coming up May the 26th. I had no idea. I thought it was just bands and things like that. So it was a lot of
it was a lot of different things.
You were out there last year?
Sure. I was a judge along with Tina and Dan. We sat at the judge's table for
Was it one of the comedians hours? Like 14 or something?
Yes. I think there was a young kid that did stand-up comedy. He did really well.
They had dance teams.
Huh? Now, how does that work as a judge? Do you like hold up a sign that says, you know?
No.
It's almost like Idol. Each judge has a microphone, and you talk about
a little
about,
critique or whatever, and
All right. Yeah. So there you go. You got a talent. Send your stuff here to the Big
Ethan,
Five
you could get in that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I just actually looked, and we don't have a show.
Well, there you go.
So
hey. That might be kind of unfair.
Yeah, everybody's going, no.
Maybe I could try my stand-up.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey.
There you go.
Or I could try my sit-down, too.
Well, you could be a guest judge, too.
Get it?
Well, that's good. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. We'll take your calls. I know we didn't really do a quote-unquote Mr. Burke segment. I do the air quotes because I'm not really qualified.
So can people call in and ask Ethan a question, too?
Well, sure.
Yeah
anything,
sure.
Anything they'd like. Anything you guys want to kick around here as the start of the show? Anything?
Well, I just had one question.
I always know he's got something.
I do. Oh, right. I look forward to this segment every Friday with you. I was thinking about this last night. I was going home and was going to cook dinner for my lovely wife. So, yes.
Can you believe that?
Because she's gone now.
Hey, she's leaving, too.
Yeah, she is leaving today. I know. Despite my barbaric person.
Well, that's kind of cruel. You went home to cook dinner for her and she wasn't there? That's why you went home to cook dinner?
No, she's leaving today. But, I was going to use some vegetable oil for the recipe, and I started thinking, where does vegetable oil come from? Is anybody?
He always has a provocative and interesting.
Yes, I'm always thinking things like this because I understand canola oil. That's corn. I can understand you can push that out, but is it all vegetables that you smash down to get oil, or anyone? Anyone?
Hang on, Ethan. You got this.
Ethan, come on.
Nah. I'll stay out of that one.
All right.
But that was it.
That's a good way. I don't know. I have no idea.
And that's supposed to be one of the worst oils for you, right?
Right.
Is it because everybody says to use canola nowadays or
vegetable
or sunflower
oil? What about peanut? Peanut oil is supposed to be good for
peanut
you, right?
Peanut, too, yeah. But you can think of peanut oil because sometimes, you know, when you open the shell, it's kind of like it's got that film on there. But what vegetable does the oil
But you have to be careful if somebody has a peanut allergy.
Yes, you do. That's very true.
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that?
All right. I'm always thinking.
Yeah.
All right. That's Eon the Peon's contribution. Anybody else? You got Dan? Do you know, you guys?
I have nothing. We already mentioned that we're playing down upstairs.
There you go. All right. Well, that concludes the shortest Burke segment
Ethan,
ever.
Did you have anything that you wanted to
anything else
jump
you
want to throw
out there? Just random thoughts?
During the break, Ethan, and for those of you who just tuned in, Ethan Jones was on American Idol. He was a cast off. That's another show. That's another
you
show.
Just
cast
say
off.
I'm a contestant.
He was a contestant on American Idol and
in Hollywood.
And I mentioned that you know he hasn't had anybody throw underwear at him on stage. And he just got a text message during the break. Some good looking chick said she's going to come to a show and throw underwear at him.
Nice.
You are welcome, my friend.
All you got to do is just throw
you
it out
are
there.
Welcome. All right, there you go.
Wow,
I like you.
Rick has the answer for the vegetable.
Oh, great!
All right,
I want to know.
Rick, welcome to the cooking show on the Big 550. What what do you think? What's the
holy cow!
Hey,
Rick.
There actually is a canola plant, and they raise canola to get the canola oil. But vegetable oil would be anything that comes from a plant. It could be soybeans. You know, the soybean oil would be a vegetable oil.
I had no idea soybean was a vegetable.
There you go.
There it is.
Thank you very much, Rick.
You're welcome.
All right, see you later. So, Rick, you ask, and
you receive.
And you receive. Tonight, I am going to a show called Stuffed and Unstrung. This is going to be at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center.
We
mentioned it. Well, it's not really the Muppets, because the Muppets are owned by Disney, and this is a Jim Henson production. That's kind of bizarre and hard to believe that, you know, Jim Henson doesn't even own the Muppets anymore.
Yeah,
sad.
And so, but this is called, the group is called Hinson Alternative, and it's tonight at the Two Hill. I believe there are some tickets still available. But basically, it's like watching the Muppet Show, but the Muppets say inappropriate things. How much fun
nice.
Is that going to be?
Yeah.
And it's like a mature, so you have to be like over 18 to be in the show, but they have the puppeteers who are up the front, and they're also improv comedians. So they have a monitor that they look at, and they have, you know, they're operating the puppets. And there's two giant screens to the side of you know, the performers, so you can watch them do the, you know, the puppeteering, or you can watch it on television like you know, like you would at home, and it's all improv. So you throw the audience throws different scenarios and
nice.
Different things out, and I it's going to be a lot of fun. If you would like to attend it tonight, they still have some tickets, I believe. Just think of watching the Muppet Show, but you know, not for kids.
Little crass.
Kind of like Avenue Q. Have you seen
that?
Yeah,
I know. It's exactly what it's like. So that'll be tonight. So let's take one more, then we'll break. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hello, everybody. AM and the PM.
Hi.
Hey, just check. I saw the theme for the Mardi Gras tomorrow. It's something about threesomes. I didn't get that.
Yes.
Can you explain that, or is that menage trois? Is that
you
what
want
it
us
means,
to explain
what?
Threesomes?
What's that?
It is about threesomes, and
that's the theme of Mardi Gras.
Yes,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because
that's bad
because
news.
Bring the kids,
Fred Bird. No, the grand marshals of the parade: Fred Bird, Louie, and Rampage.
Oh, it's mascot.
Really? But they're
good
all
Lord.
No, not mascot threesomes. Oh. That's the theme of the parade. Threesomes.
Oh. Now you're talking mascot threesomes. Boy,
instead of throwing out beads, they're going to throw out yellow towels. But that's like
I don't get it.
It's a little inside.
That's a long story.
What?
It's down there, maybe.
Jokes for one person.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yellow.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. He scared off poor Mike with the
yeah,
inside.
He's like,
sorry,
Mike.
Nobody
that's
gets.
All right,
all right, let's take a break. We'll come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oakland e-traffic, here's Tim Weiland. What's going on, Tim?
I've always been surprised why you guys don't scare off more people than just poor Mike.
I know.
Do you know what they're
all
talking about?
To be honest with you, I wasn't listening. I was listening to a scanner.
Neither was I, Tim.
I wasn't either.
Keep it up to date.
You were listening to Y98, weren't you?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
No, when I'm in a plane, I stay listen closely here, but sometimes I have to split my attention to my line of work, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening to an audio track of last week's Donnybrook right now. So.
Dugan.
Deep thoughts.
Hey, by the way, hi, Bill.
Hey, Tim.
All right, let's go to traffic here. What we've got is stop-and-go traffic now on westbound 40 between Kings Highway and McCausland. Eastbound 40 is still slow between 141 and Mason. That accident at Mason's on the right shoulder now. We have eastbound 270 slowing as you approach McDonald through 170. Southbound 270 is starting to slow now between Page and Olive, and then south of Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing. With your Golden Oak Lending, or from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Monday when we recap the world's largest Mardi Gras Day parade. Plus, Dick Weiss will critique the media. Gail Penkin will talk a little TV. And we'll tell you which politician was in favor of state mandates for contraceptives. You'll be shocked. Join us Monday morning.
McGraw in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550 KTRS.
That's right. More nasty political ads from out-of-state special interests attacking Claire McCaskill.
But here in Missouri, we won't be fooled.
This isn't about abortion.
Claire McCaskill is fighting to prevent abortion. She wants all women to have access to affordable birth control. No government can tell a woman whether she can use birth control.
And this isn't about religion. Our churches remain free to worship in any way they choose.
No church or hospital will be forced to pay for anything that violates their beliefs. Claire will fight anyone, including the president, to protect our religious freedom.
Just like she led the fight to save the auto industry and stop the Chinese from cheating Missouri manufacturers.
And stood up to the Obama administration to stop regulations that would cost Missouri jobs.
Washington hasn't seen it in a while, but Claire McCaskill's independent.
Missouri style.
And we've got a senator on our side.
I'm Claire McCaskill, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McCaskill from Missouri 2012.
Do you want to get down and funky? Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here. Join me and KPLR Channel 11's Dan Gray as we boogie-oogie to Centene Corporation's fifth annual Boogie Ball. It's Friday, February 24th at the Ritz-Carlton, all benefiting the American Liver Foundation. So join us for a night of food and fun as we dance to St. Louis's own Group Thang. For more information, call 314-352-7377 or go to liverfoundation.org. And get down and get back up again, if you can.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
If your car's battery is over 4 years old, replace it before it fails with a proven, tough Duralast battery. Only at AutoZone. For dependable starts all year long in any weather, get in the zone.
I just glanced over, and Tina has some yogurt, and it's lemon meringue, which to me is incredibly disgusting. I cannot, you guys know I'm a fairly finicky eater.
Yes.
Lemon meringue. Of all the different, do you actually like lemon meringue, or did you just?
I love lemon meringue pie.
Oh, really? My God, that's my favorite pie in the entire world.
Really?
Lemon meringue.
No, I never understood that. Yeah. Or key lime pie either.
That's
no.
Good too.
Really?
I had Black Forest cake yesterday.
Yeah, well, I'd do that before the.
Does
the
it taste meringue. Like lemon meringue pie?
I haven't opened it yet.
Oh.
She'll let you know later.
Hey, you're eating it.
She'll give you a review in the 4 o'clock hour.
Coming up after 4 o'clock, Joe Hipperson will be in. He'll let you know what's going on around the St. Louis area coming up this weekend. We'll do some trivia in the 5 o'clock hour, and Mike Evans will join us as well. And Ethan Jones has been sitting in with us. He was on American Idol. And anything else you want to say? We got like 20 seconds. Anything you want to shout out for you?
Head just want to, you know, thank everybody that's still been around and still comes out and shows a lot of support. It's really awesome. I really appreciate it. And if you want to come see Well Hungarians tonight, we'll be at Cutter's in Belleville, Illinois from 9:30 to 1:30.
All right. Come on out and bring your underwear.
Absolutely.
All right.
You might need a spare set.
Good Lord. Thank you, Ethan. It's Ethan Jones.
Thanks,
everybody.
Guys.
All right. We'll have a Joe coming up in here in just a little bit. That's always entertaining and uncomfortable at times. It's 4 o'clock.